Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It is December 3rd. Can you believe that we are in the month of December? I hardly can. Hope that you did have a good Thanksgiving break. We took a little bit of a break here on the with the podcast devotionals just due to Thanksgiving break and the little bit of a break from the school system here. And so now we're back into it. And we're starting a fresh new week. And of course, if you know anything about the things that we do with the teens here, we go Wednesday to Wednesday. And so this is Thursday morning. And we're digging into Proverbs chapter 27 and only a few chapters left in this awesome, awesome book. But before we get into Proverbs 27, let's notice our memory verse for this coming week. And it's going to be Romans chapter 8 and verse 37. Tremendous truth here. The Bible says, "Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Romans chapter 8 and verse 37. "Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." We'll talk a little bit more about that verse in the coming week. But let's go ahead and turn our attention to Proverbs chapter 27 now. And we're looking at verse 15. And got something here I want to talk about just for at least a few minutes here. And I want to talk to you about a disagreeable state. Now I'm not getting choosy on the states that I like. I'm not talking about those kind of states, okay? I'm not talking about states that are ornery or anything. I'm just simply talking about an attitude that we can have. And Proverbs 27:15 talks pretty specifically when it says, "A continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike." Now, the irony of this verse in particular, we have just gotten quite a bit of rain in the past week. And as I was reading this verse, I was thinking about that. And, you know, whether you're inside, you know, doing your schoolwork or whatever, when it's raining hard, you hear the drip, whether it's the drip from the roof, drip from the tree. There's always going to be a drip when it's raining outside. You'll be able to find something that's having that type of effect. And maybe noises don't bother you, but I'll tell you, noises bother me. I'm highly distracted. When I was in college, I used to have to position myself in the direction of a bookcase or a wall, and not towards the door. It always had to be away from the door, away from the front counter, because the door opens, I look up. Somebody walks to the counter, I look up. That's just the way I am. So, you know, the idea of a continual dropping on a rainy day, you know, if it's outside, we may notice it, but depending on what you're doing, it may not be a big deal. But I'll tell you one thing that we do notice is when there's a leak or a drip inside. Now, I don't know if you've ever had a leaky faucet before, or just a continual drip that needed to be tightened up in some way. And maybe you could hear it at night as you were laying in bed and you heard it hitting the sink basin. That is a level of annoying, unlike a lot of other things. And, you know, human beings can be an annoyance if we're not careful, to be very frank. And that's what Solomon is talking about here. He's saying, nobody likes a drippy faucet, and nobody likes a person that is contentious. And of course, he's specifically dealing with the ladies here. He says a contentious woman in a rainy day, or the continual dropping, are alike. The word here that is used for contentious has the idea of occupying a disagreeable state. We could say this is somebody who maybe could agree, but doesn't really want to. In fact, they want to make sure that their opinion is heard in every situation. And most of the time, their opinion is going to be counter to whatever maybe the opposing person is suggesting. So again, we can all get this way, but we have to work really hard that we are not. Because from our side of the fence, it may just be that, you know, well, I'm just you know, I'm making conversation, I'm just giving my input. But from another perspective, it can be this idea of just an annoying drip that just is incessant. And so we have to be careful of that. Don't occupy, teenager, a disagreeable state. You know, somebody says, well, you know, it's cloudy outside. You say, no, not really. I mean, the sun's coming through. You know, we don't have any reason to be contrary like we are sometime. We can be that way with our siblings. We can be that way with our parents. Maybe we can even be that way with our teachers, but that's not the right thing. Let's occupy a state that is agreeable and not a place that is disagreeable and contentious, or even, you know, that place of an annoyance of a drippy faucet. All right. Hope that thought's a blessing. Listen, before we go, I do want to sow a seed here for Jillian Johnson. We're praying for her. Take some time, pray for her, and ask the Lord as she prepares for future things, and is a senior, and got a lot of great decisions she's going to be making in the future. Pray that the Lord would direct her life and lead her in a plain path, and I know she'd be thankful for it. Listen, we thank you that you're here, and we're excited that we have another chapter in front of us tomorrow to study out of Proverbs 28, and we do hope that you'll join us for that. Take care. Have a great day.